I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, can music overcome politics? The Venezuelan party band Los Amigos Invisibles certainly hope so.
Dormir en tu seno, solo tuyo seré. Viviré para ti.
A special in-studio performance is coming up later in this program. But first, we're going to check in on a couple of important international stories. Almost 2 months have passed since a deadly earthquake rocked Haiti and flattened its capital, Port-au-Prince, and killed an estimated 200,000 people. Today, the president of Haiti, René Préval, meets with President Barack Obama to talk about what needs to be done next in the recovery efforts. To bring us up to date, we called Jonathan Katz, a Haiti-based correspondent for the Associated Press, and he's with us now on the phone from Port-au-Prince, the capital. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, just to set the table, Jonathan, you've been in Haiti for a couple of years now. You were there during the earthquake. What do you think is the biggest change from the immediate aftermath of the earthquake to now?
There's really no comparison. I mean, some rubble's been cleared from the streets, so it's a bit easier to get around. But the biggest thing is that in the days after, it was an absolute nightmare. There were piles of bodies in the streets, especially starting a couple days after. There was a horrible, acrid smell wafting everywhere. It was really a nightmare zone for a couple of weeks, and we're beyond that at this point, but there's obviously clearly quite a lot of work left to be done.
What would you say is the biggest need right now?
I mean, one of the most immediate things that you see when you're riding around is the need for shelter. At this point, the international community has basically embarked on a project to give people plastic tarps. There's about 1.2 million people who've been displaced, made homeless by the earthquake. As of now, an estimated half of those have received either a tent and, for the most part, these plastic tarps. That's not much of a shelter to begin with, but it's better than nothing. And so you still have, you know, half a million people or more who don't have that.
As I mentioned, today, President Préval is meeting with President Obama, but he met with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, yesterday. And one of the things he said in that meeting is that reconstruction shouldn't be focused solely on Port-au-Prince, the capital, even though there was significant damage there. But he said that rebuilding efforts should really spread out around the country. I'll just play a short clip from what he said at a press conference yesterday, speaking through an interpreter. Here it is.
In the past, everything had been concentrated and focused on the capital, where the political and economic elites of the country live, and the rest of the country was neglected. So this is an opportunity to not only rebuild Port-au-Prince, but first and foremost to invest and to rebuild in the provinces.
Is it surprising to hear him say that? And is that a view that is widely shared?
No, it's not surprising at all. That is a view that's very widely held, not just among Haitians, but among the international community as well. There has been so much centralization, first of all, on the part of the international community in bringing aid in, but also on the part of the Haitian government, which, of course, for many, many years was a dictatorship and tried to concentrate itself as much as possible in the capital. And so unlike many other countries that you might go to, you really can't get very much done outside of the capital. And the international community has responded to that over the years by also focusing its aid here. And what's happened here is, first of all, you have several towns, Léogang, Carrefour, Périgueux, other towns like that have been affected very seriously by the earthquake. You also have more than half a million people, I think it's around 600,000, who have left the capital to go to other parts of the country. And so even though those parts of the country weren't affected directly by earthquake damage, they're now struggling with extreme poverty and trying to feed and house and clothe the people who have come in from the capital. And so that's a real problem for them, too.
And President Préval said last week that Haiti does not need any more food aid because that would undermine local food growers and producers. But I also heard you say at the beginning of our conversation that people are still struggling with basics, like getting adequate food and certainly shelter, as you just told us. So what is the thinking there now about how basic needs should be addressed? If he doesn't think more aid is needed, are the local growers and producers in a position to meet the need?
They're not, but that's the point. It sounds contradictory, but if you look at the past in Haiti, this is a country that has received so much international aid. And beyond international aid, the market has also been flooded, especially over the last 20 years or so, by heavily subsidized agricultural products. One of the most famous examples, the most prevalent examples, is rice from the United States. And it actually sells for cheaper here on the streets of Haiti than Haitian rice does, which has over time driven Haitian rice growers essentially out of business.
And Jonathan, finally, before we let you go, I did want to mention that I think you were the sole American reporter permanently based in Haiti before the earthquake. You'd been there for a number of years before the earthquake hit. You were also affected by the earthquake. Your living quarters, your office were damaged like that of so many, many other people. You've had a lot of company since the earthquake. A lot of American reporters have come in and all these other people. And now a lot of these people are starting to leave. And I just wanted to ask, what's this experience been like for you?
It's been intense, in a word. The day of the earthquake itself was, despite the fact that I've been here through, a number of natural disasters and rising and waning international attention, both from the media and from other internationals, as you said, nothing has compared to this. It was an astounding experience, the earthquake itself. It was absolutely terrifying in its first moments, and it's been sort of alternatingly terrifying and fascinating since.
Jonathan Katz is a correspondent for the Associated Press. He is based in Haiti, and he was kind enough to join us on the phone from there. Jonathan, I thank you so much.
Thank you.